You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Due to the current heat event, here is a message from the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
Hi, I'm Alicia De La Garza with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services. We're here at the State Operations Center, where work is underway to make sure Californians are prepared for and remain safe from the current heat wave impacting our state. We are actively monitoring the weather and working closely with state, local, and federal partners, as well as with our utilities and our energy providers to prepare for high demands on our energy grid. Cal OES has also implemented the state's Extreme Temperature Response Plan, which mobilizes the National Weather Service, all levels of government, tribal nations, the private sector, nonprofit, and community-based organizations. If you need help, please contact your local agencies. We also have a list of local cooling centers available on our website. Cal OES is strategically pre-positioning generators, our fire strike teams, and other commodities across the state to respond to communities in need. As we enter into this holiday weekend, please work to conserve energy whenever possible.
And now here is a message from California Assemblyman Jim Patterson.
Labor Day weekend 2022 is going to be the Labor Day holiday that Californians wake up to the reality that the ruling party in the state of California has created an electricity grid that is increasingly unreliable without the necessary supply to meet the demand, and a grid that is increasingly costly for those who can least afford high electricity rates. We are very quickly coming to a place where we're going to live like a third world country, where we can't use our electricity when we need it. And if we do need it, we might very well crash the grid. And if we do need it and use it, it will be so expensive, we can't afford it. There was once a California where our electricity grid was reliable. You could go to the wall, you could go to the air conditioner, you could go to your washer, dryer, turn it on, and you could do the kinds of things you needed to do. And you could do it reliably and affordably. Those days are gone, and we are facing the stark reality of what it looks like for the ruling party to be so adamant in their ideology about saving the planet that they now are crashing the grid. I'm sorry, this state needs to turn around, change its policies, and recognize that electricity, affordability, and reliability is a fundamental right of the people of California. And we shouldn't be told you can't use it when you need it. It's a failed policy. And frankly, the governor has to own up to it. The Democrats in the legislature have to own up to it, and they've got to change direction, or it's going to get worse over time.